Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Kufid Gimel, picking up at the top of the page by the Gemara. Now, we said that somebody goes ahead and they burn the Chatas cow outside of its pit. So what do we say about that? You're not going to be over an Isser of bringing up something outside the Beis HaMikdash. My chutz migita. What does that mean? Amar Shachas chutz mimakum habad dekla. Outside of the place that was checked for it to make sure that there's no tum over there. Rashi says l'shochta sham she'en tachteha kever tahom. So there's no like kever that's unknown that's over there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'halo kol Eretz Yisrael badukhi. Isn't all of Eretz Yisrael considered baduk? Right, what does it mean? It's already, it's automatically assumed that it's nothing over there, even with without checking over there. So the Gemara is going to explain what this machlokas is soon. But Elam Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean? Kigon sheshachta lefnim in chometz Yerushalayim. It's talking about a case where they shechted this guy within the walls of Yerushalayim. And we know that you have to take it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, shel Yerushalayim, dechsev ba vachotzi osa v'gomi, has to be taking it out. Correct the Gemara. The lokma kigon sheshachta chutz lachoma. Just explain the case. It's talking about where this he shechted the cow outside of the wall. Shelo keneged a Pesach, but just it wasn't opposite the Pesach. Rashi says shel heichal. Damar avad avarava shachta shelo keneged a Pesach psula. We do not keneged a Pesach. It's possible shenamar v'shachat v'hiza. The fact they put these two together is mahaza also keneged a Pesach. Just like the haza has to be done opposite the Pesach. Av shchitasa keneged a Pesach. So to the shchit is been opposite the Pesach. Well, chitam the lo makish. And if you want to say Yochanan didn't make this hakish over here. And he disagrees. V'ha'itmar, but we know it says shachta. Skip a drop over there. Shachta shalok and get a pesach. But the shachta not opposite the pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Psula says pasul. Rabbi Shai Omer Kshera. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Psula v'saref v'hiza. The pasuk says you burn it and it shall sprinkle. Rabbi Shai Omer Kash Kshera al pir sheyistrof. It says with its perish, which is with its excrement, he shall burn it. Malkom shall pull reshes. Lemisa shantes rifasa, that the place that the cow leaves, parishes means to leave, to go to die, meaning its soul's leaving it, there is where its burning shall take place. So you see, clearly, Yochanan does say, he does darshan this, it has to be opposite. So why doesn't he explain the Mishnah when it says outside of the pit? To be talking about the case where it's done, shechted outside of Yerushalayim, it's fine, but it's just not opposite the Heichal. Amri, lomi boy kamas, lomi boy chutz lachoma. You don't have to say that a cow shechted outside of the wall, the rechuki rachko, where the cow was moved far away from the Heichal, then you're allowed, it's going to be no good. Elafil afnim in lachoma, the kruva karva, that's even when it's close to the Heichal. And closer than allowed, ve'ema tiskasher, which I could have thought that, okay, maybe it's going to be kasher, Gamash Mali comes to say it's still going to be no good, right? He's being mali. In other words, Rav Yochanan agrees to the fact that a paraduma that was burned outside the wall, but not opposite the entrance, is going to be no good. But by explaining outside the pit, to talking about the case of even inside, he's seeing an even greater chiddush over here, that even if the cow was shechted closer to the heichal than was necessary, it's still going to be no good. Right, so therefore you need a pasuk because it's necessary to teach that one does not violate the isser of shechting outside the temple, even for such a case. We said earlier, Amar the Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said to him, "Lo kol Eretz Yisrael b'dukeh, and all Eretz Yisrael considered baduk." What exactly is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan? My sover yared mabul Eretz Yisrael. One of them holds that the mabul came to Eretz Yisrael. Umar Sava, that'd be Rish Lakish. Umar Sava, Loyar, no, the Mabul never came to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Rish Lakish Sava, Yard Mabul Eretz Yisrael, Vinishka'u, but so much amazing. Therefore, all the bones of the bodies are there, has to be checked. Rabbi Yochanan says, never got there in the first place, you don't have to check, it's already pre expected. Amar Menachem Yitzel, Hushneim, Mikra, Chadarshi, both of them actually dash in from the very same Pasuk. Ben Adam, Malele Malale. This is a pasuk which is found in Yecheskel. Ben Adam Emor La At Eretz Lo Mitara He Lo Gushama VeYom Zaam. Ben Adam Amar La Son of Man, say to her, meaning to the land of Eretz Yisrael, At Eretz Lo Mitara He, you are a land that has not been cleansed. Lo Gushama VeYom Zaam. She has not been rained upon on the days of fury. Rav Yochanan Savar. Atmuhei matmakra. The pasuk is read as like a question. It says like a tmiya, like a wonder. Eretz Yisrael, mi lo metorat? Land of Israel, aren't you taller? Aren't you clean? Klum yardu alayach yeshamim biyom zam? Did the rains come upon you in the days of fury? It didn't. Therefore, you're clean of any sort of tumah. Rishak yisavar kipashte, like the way the pashas of the pasuk. Eretz lo metorat, you are land that was not cleansed. Mi lo yardu alayach yeshamim biyom zam? Is it not so that the rain came upon you in the day of fury? So you find he says that clearly the Mabel did happen over there. Esau Rishakas 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 says that the Mabel did happen in Israel, Asav Yochanan. Chatzeros Hayim Yerushalayim, there were these Chatzeros, Benuyas Alasel, they were built on rocks, on bedrock. V'tachteim Cholol, and underneath it there was a hollow space that was underneath it. Mipnei Kefer Tahom, and the reason he did that is because of Kefer Tahom, because of the literally the grave of the deep, right? When you have an unmarked grave over there. Because the din is that if you have a dead body underground, then the tumah comes up and it shoots up all the way, unless there's a space in between it and continued land or something of the sort, right? So there's got to be a tefach, the empty space above it. Then the tumah is going to stay just in the space and it doesn't go above that. So they built these catacomb type things to make sure it doesn't come. When we via Nashim Barsio, those they would bring over there these pregnant women and they would give birth over there, Megadlo Sham B'Neim Lapar, and they would raise their children over there, never leaving that area to make sure that they never became Tame. Wavian Shvarim V'Al Gabim, the Lassos, and they would bring these oxen on them, they would put these doors that were on the backs of the oxen. This is the Gemara that we saw in Sukkah, right? This very famous Gemara. At least in my head. They would put the kids that would sit on top of these doors. They would have cups of stones in their hands, and they would go ahead and they would ride down to the Shiloach, to get water over there. When they would get there, what would they do? They would fill up the cups with water, come back up and sit in the place, and ride back to the Temple Mount and to make sure that they wouldn't get tumah at all. So clearly it must be that there is tumah over there, and that's where they did all this, says Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. What do you say to that? Amar Rav Huna, Bredu Rav Yeshua. Nah, that was just an extra shtickle that they used to do over there. It wasn't something which is actually very necessary. It says Rashi, Mala Asu, the part, they did a Milo with it. Mari Rashi says, Mishum Kula Da Akiluba, Mishum Stukim, people were being Makel, Shayomim Bimorve Shemesh, Hoysa Nasis, Vahaya, Metamin as a coin, Matvin Losam, Basarfin, Tful Yom. It wasn't checked. Lo mifsla wouldn't be possible. Everything was considered batuk over there. Right now, that was like this because Yochanan really says that it had to be checked for tuma. But he says that since the land itself really is free from tuma, it was just a stringency. You didn't really have to go and do it. It's just because of issues that the stukim were playing shtick. One time they found there were bones in the lishka of the woodshed where they kept the wood. They wanted to go and make it there. They're going to say, "Oh, there's tumah Yerushalayim." Yeshua got up and he said, "Lo busho chlima hilanu." So it's not an embarrassment, a disgrace for us. Shenigza tumah al ira v'asenu. You're going to make tumah on the land of the city of our forefathers? Aye meksi mabo. Where are the dead of the flood? Where are they? It says Rashi, Mitzayim b'shar makomos, v'kanein Mitzayim. You find them in other places, not here. Aye meksi Nebuchadnezzar. Where are the dead of Nebuchadnezzar? Right? You find their bones everywhere, but we don't find it here. So that this must be a very unique thing, and you shouldn't go ahead and start spreading it. Rashi says, Ari haruge Nebuchadnezzar shaharig ba, v'hofta kulam v'ein echad matzwe ba, al kachinu b'dukahi. Right, therefore it's totally fine. Mitzka amar hachi, now since Rabbi Yeshua says such a thing, lav lamemer de lo havu, doesn't this tell us straight up that the flood, the dead people from the flood, were clearly from the Mabel, were not here. L'tameich, Rabbi Yeshua can suspect, according to you, arugin v'chadnetzer hachin na'ami lo havu, you want to say from his statement that the ones that were murdered in Nebuchadnezzar were also not there? Can't be. Elo havu upaninhu. Of course they were there. Nebuchadnezzar came in and killed people in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Mamish. Of course, and they cleared out the bodies. Here too, you could say the same idea, that they were there, and they went ahead and they just removed them. So therefore, of course, it was there. V'ifnu, respectfully, but it's really they were cleared away, and they're not there anymore. Beep, turn the page. Ha'ifnus, and they're cleared away. So what does it matter whether or not the flood happened there or never happened over there? The bottom line is there's no tum over there at the end of the day. And for the Gemara, Nehi de'ifnu Yushalayim, came to Pinami, they removed them from Yushalayim. Actually, this is Kula Rishlakas Gemara, let's see Rishlakas speaking up. Bekula Yisrael Lefne, but they didn't remove it from all of Eretz Yisrael. So since the Shechita of the Paraduma was done outside of Yushalayim, you have to check it. Igadamri, some say that it was the following. This is the challenge. Eser Rishlakas Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlakas Kash Rabbi Yochanan. Ayei Meisim Ma'avu, Ayei Meisim Nebuchadnezzar. My love, Midahanu Havu, Hanunami Havu, just like they were there for them, for Nebuchadnezzar, so too they were here also for the, just like, right, those from Nebuchadnezzar were here, and it's so too those from the Mabel also. So you can't go ahead and say that the Mabel never happened. It's so, of course, frankly, more back than that, what are you talking about? Midi Iria, that's a Raya, Hagadisiv, Hagadisiv. Each one had their own thing. And that was the Musim Nuchan, that's Ayn Chanoi. They were here, they're not here because they removed them, but the dead of the flood aren't here because they were never here in the first place. Esver Shagas tries again, Mikola Shebacharava Meisu. The Pasuk says, by the Mabel, that everything that was on dry land died. Bishlam Ledi makes sense according to me. That means Yorid Mabel Yisrael Mishum Hachimesu. The Mabel came down here. That's why it says that people and the animals of the land of Israel died. Eladi Dach according to you on my Mesu. Why did they die? And Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Havla. No, because of the heat. The heat that was going on. Rashi says, Kivrum abayim achareim bebatei kvaros ve'ein, they buried them in the basic kvaros ve'ein lachush l'chol aretz el l'shar aretzel shahaya shamabo nishkel betit. You just have to be worried about the other land that they were, that there's a problem. Kiddush says mishum havel kiddush Rav Chista. Da amir Rav Chista beroschin kilkelu beroschin nidonu. It was with boiling stuff that they acted in a way that was corrupt. It was with zera, like this hot liquid. When they were, all the, you know, people were just messing around and for Shprach and the Menachem, all the places where they were punished with hot stuff, and that was the waters. The Sivach is the Sivach Yishoku Amayim, and the waters where Yishoku means it subsided, went down. Sivach Hasam Chamas Amel Shachacha, and the anger of the king cooled down. Right, that was by the story of Ahashverosh. So you find the lesson of cool down, meaning it was hot and burning. Yikadami, others say, flip it, Eis Ve'er Yochanan Mishlakish, the culture of Echarav HaMesus is everything that was in the dry land died. Bishlam Adi makes sense going to me, that means the Lord, Mabel never came here. Shemachi Avicharava, that's why there was dry land. Eladach, according to you, my Charava, what dry land was there? Everything was filled with water. Says Mishlakish, no, Charava Shaisa Meikara, what it means is the dry land that used to be. Everything that used to live, that lived on dry land, now died. Why is it called dry land? The Dor Mabel, the Gezera is not in the fish of the sea. When there's dry land, but not in the fish that were in the sea. Okay, it says Gemara. Bishlam Amar Damar Lo Yorad Mabel there. So makes sense. When it says the Mabel didn't come there, so hide the Kamrima Rima Hasam. We can say that. It's there that the Reim stood and they were able to survive, right? This is like a type of animal that, according to one that the flood did not come there to show. Now we understand how they were able to go and stand and survive. Elamanda Amar Yara, that it did come to show. Reim, Reim, where did the Reim? Where were they able to go and where did they stand? Amrav Yanai Gurio Sichnisu Bateva. The Noach, when they brought them in, everything into the Teva, they brought them in, Rashi says Sichnisu Bateva. They brought them in when they were young cubs, before they were too big, and they were able to go into the Teva. I saw the young ram, which was one day old, Vahavika Hartovar, is the signs of Hartovar, it's huge. Hartovar Kamahavi, how big is Hartovar? Abarim Parsi, 40 parsa. Mashka the Tsavri Tosabasa, the length of its neck was 3 parsa. Barbata Duresha Parsa Palka, the place where it said it rested, like its neck was a parsa and a half. Ramakava, so its neck was 3 parsa. The resting place for its head was a parsa and a half. Rama kava v'sachar yardana. It, when it would go to the bathroom, it stopped up the yardain. Clearly, even a baby ram was able to get there, right? Yeah. No, what they did is they brought the head of it into the teva. I remember my boss said the Risha Parsha Balga said, but the resting place of his head is a parsha and a half. So even the head couldn't fit into the teva. Ella Rosh Chotmo Ichnisa the teva. What they did is they put the tip of the nose into the teva. They put his nostrils in. Rashi Sheyuchal Lehan Shimon. He's able to breathe. It's like its oxygen tank was the teva. In fact, Rav Amar Rav Yochanan Lo Yod Mabul Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochanan said that they never came to Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rav Yochanan, there was never a question about the ram. So why is he the one who's saying that its nose was in the teva? And for the Gemara, Lidir Rish Lakish come right. He was just answering up for Rish Lakish. I have a ha kasagya teva, but the teva was moving from one place to the other, and therefore his nose would fall out. Right? Rashi says, "Vaha teva me'alechas al pnei amayim, mikavol lanomach nimsas choto nishmates teva meisa would slip out and he would die." And Rish Lakish kind of kosher with teva. They tied its horns to the teva to make sure that it wasn't able to go ahead and to slip out. I have amar of chista. Ashido remabel beroskin kilkla roskin yidonu. Right, the people of the flood, they were involved with boiling stuff. They were punished with boiling, so therefore the boiling water, what would have done? Rashi says, "V'nimsa nimlag beroschin." What would happen? It would have gotten burnt up from this hot water there. V'litameich says, "Okay, according to you, what about the teva hechisagya? How did the teva move along in the boiling water?" Without the stuff that's put on the outside of it, this pitch just melting off. Oh, Og Melech HaBashan, Yechakai, where's Og Melech HaBashan? Rashi says, Dechsev Beg, Vayavu HaPalat, V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zeog Shapalat, Anshitor Mabel. He was able to survive the Mabel, and he held on to the outside of the table. How did he survive? And the Nes Dasan, as the Nes was done for them, that the water's right around the table was cool enough, they were able to think it's cool. Shinitstananu, B'tzidi HaTeva. It was cool rennings. The Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the he nami the yard Mabel Eretz Yisrael. Even according to Rish Lakish, even if you want to say that the flood came to Eretz Yisrael, v'halo pash, we know the dead bodies didn't stay there. They were carried away. They went somewhere else. So she says, min amesim sham klum da idi lo pash min amesim sham klum da idi de gavohi. What happened was, we know that Eretz Yisrael is gavur mikol aretz. So what happened is, as the water went down, it took everything with it and went down to Bavel. Why is Bavel called Mitzula, which means the depths? Why is it called the deep? Rashi says, "Dechsev haomer litzula charvi." Right, pasuk in Yeshaya. Shekol meisi mabel nitztalalu sham. Because all the dead bodies ended up, they sank over there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Lomanik reshma shinar." Why is it called Bava? Called shinar. Shekol meisi mabel ninaru sham. Because the entire, all of them ended up being dumped over there. They went down over there, and that's So therefore, you shouldn't have to go and check where the paraduma thing is, even if you want to say that the flood was in Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, "Ef said the lo idapku." It's not possible that some of the bodies didn't get stuck in the land of Israel. Rashi says betit in some of the mortar there, the mud. Amar Avivo, lomanikur shemash shenar. What's called shemash shemin na'eres ashireha, because it shakes loose its wealth. It's wealthy. It causes them to lose their wealth. It's because they don't give tzedakah, says Rashi. The rich above, they go straight to Jehinnom. Right? Because they don't give tzedakah. But we see that there are wealthy people in Vavil. Right? What are you saying? They become poor. They don't survive for three generations. So even if they have wealth for a little bit, it doesn't stay in their family. It's going to eventually get lost. Amar Avami, kol ochel me'afura shel bavel, whoever eats a dirt of bavel, kilo ochel b'sar v'osav, it's like they're eating the flesh of their forefathers. Right, they all died during the, Beis HaMikdash, and the bodies went to the dirt. Tanya namihachi, so the Rebbe said, kol ochel me'afura shel bavel, kilo ochel b'sar v'osav, it's like you're eating the basar of your ancestors. V'yeshamu kilo ochel shkatsim remasim. It's like you're eating shkatsim and remasim. Rashi says shamabel, because that's the leftover stuff that went to bubble from the mabel. Next part of Mishnah. Sar mishtaleach, that is the one that sent la'azazel. Let's say get offered up outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to be chayiv, because Pasuk says, and to the Pesach ol moed, he didn't bring it. Raminu ol karban. Maybe from the word karban. Shemani afilu kachi b'dekabayis. What's going to be chayev for bringing a karban outside of Beis Hamikdash? Even animals that were set for the b'dekabayis. Shenikru karban, which are still considered karban. They're called karban. Shenemar v'nakriv el nakriv es karban Hashem. So we have brought an offering for Hashem. Tamad lomar. Pesach Ol Moed lo yivu, and to the entrance of the Ol Moed, he didn't bring it. Mi sheraui, love of Ol Moed. The pasuk is saying something that's roid fit, that's supposed to come to the Ol Moed. Yatzo kol shem b'dekabayis she'nemruin, and that roid to be brought to the Ol Moed. Otzias elu, therefore I can come and I can exclude these she'nemruin, which are not going to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Lo otzias sar mishalech, I'm not going to go and exclude the sar mishalech. Shu roi love of Pesach Ol Moed is fit to go to come to the the Ol Moed, right on Yom Kippur, and we go and do these things. Which one is going to be brought over here? But both of them have to be there, right? And before they send it away, the Kohen Gadol has to lean on it and confess all the sins of Israel. So this one that's sent away is going to come to the Ol Moed for these ceremonies. Therefore it says, La'ashem ha'otzi samish talech. It's going to exclude a chain of meyuchad La'ashem, which is not designated for being brought as a carbon, but it's going to be sent La'azazel. So the Bras is using this words, La'ashem, to exclude the sire ha'mish talech that's sent away, considering it destined to come to the Ol Moed. Now this is a stira to Amish, though, which says that the sire that is sent away was not destined to come to the Ol Moed, and learns that it's exclusion from and to the Ol Moed. He did not bring it. But the Gemara Lokasha Khan called him Ergrala. The first price, the price that we're saying is talking about before the lots were drawn. Kanach Ergrala, but the Mishnah is talking about after it was already drawn. Once the lots are drawn, it's not going to be brought there anymore. But after also, we still have Vidor, the Kohen Gadol, which has to be done in the Azara. So even at this part, it's still going to be by the Ol Moed. Elam Rav Mani Lokash, you can't call them Vidoy. One Bryce is talking about before Vidoy, he said, Kan Lacher Vidoy. It's talking about after Vidoy. So different times, talking about different things. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.